Joe stands between Lennox and the door, blocking his exit.
You asked me to stay home, so I stay home. But I can't get nothing done here, Pop. I gotta go.
What's the hurry?
Why you need me here anyway?
We ain't even had dinner yet. Hell, we ain't had dinner together all week.
I ate already.
So it would destroy you to sit down with me while I ate?
Lennox sidesteps Joe.
Bye, Pop.
Stay.
You want me in this little crummy apartment all the time. Why?
I can't work all day and not know where you are. It's distracting. If I'm distracted, I ain't making no money. And what's the point of working if ain't no money being made?
Your problem. Why you making it mine?
It ain't safe for you to be running the streets day and night.
Maybe I'd be at the library. You ever thought of that?
Library? Yeah, okay.
Hey, this latchkey thing is getting old. Ain't like I can't be doing whatever I want right here.
Excuse me?
Ain't like you home no way. What's to stop me?
The fear of God and my foot up your ass.
Anything that I want to get into, I can get into it and be done with it before you ever get home. Why is it that parents think that we can't do the same things by day that you hope we ain't doing at night?
Come again.
Nothing. Can I go?
Where you going?
The library.
Really?
Yeah, now move out the way.
Since when do you go to the library?
Since they don't have no phones there.
Why are you interested in going to the library all of a sudden?
Why are you doing this?
Do I need a court order to talk to you?
It would go nicely with this cross-examination.
Fine. Go.
If I go now, you gonna trip the rest of the week?
No.
Honest?
I swear. Just answer me this one question. You really going to the library?